I work downtown Minneapolis, and our company recently moved from a second floor office to a 16th floor office. And we've been there 1 week so far. It was just this past weekend, and God has made it a pretty eye-opening week. The view from the 16th floor is at times breathtaking. It's beautiful. We can see the Metrodome on one side. I'll be there later this afternoon watching the Vikings do what they call play football. See if it's the Packers. I can see the Metrodome. I can see all kinds of other buildings around, and I can see the sunrise. I've been there early enough this past week to see the sunrise, and it comes up over the Metrodome, and the light just hits these buildings, and it's from the 16th floor. It's a really beautiful view. And another thing that's interesting, and I'm going to step away for a second. I think you can hear me, but on the 16th floor, we have big plate glass windows. And you can get up right to the edge of the big plate glass windows and become keenly aware of gravity. It's interesting. The concrete down below looks like it would probably hurt. But I felt God speaking to me this past week about a sort of spiritual gravity. The pull that this world has on us is strong. And from my office, you can see for blocks in any given direction. I can see traffic moving toward a stoplight. See that stoplight turn red. Traffic slows to a stop. Then in the other direction, the light turns green a few moments later. The cars proceed in the other direction. It's a nice, orderly system. And it hit me that we put a lot of trust in stoplights, a man-made device. From my office, I can see the IDS Tower and the Wells Fargo building, Thrivent Financial. That building is right next to ours. We put a lot of faith in elevators, escalators, steel, concrete. And we have some faith that these companies like Thrivent will take care of our money and secure our retirement. We're pulled by our intellect, our mental power, by what our minds can envision and our hands can create. We're pulled so easily towards things that we can see, but things that are temporary. Why is it so difficult then for us to turn our perspective to eternal things? And our perspective is constantly being pulled in two directions, by both the gravity of our human experience and the gravity of eternity. It's a tug of war. There's a lot of things in this world that pull our perspective. Stuff pulls our perspective. We just bought a new house, Catherine and I, and we moved from a two-bedroom home with one bathroom to a four-bedroom home with three bathrooms. And so it's a whole new world for us. And living in a small house, you're limited in how much stuff you can accumulate. You just don't have enough space to store things. And so our new bigger house is pretty sparse, which is good. It's a good thing. But there's a pull to fill it with more stuff. We have a big wall in our living room, and there's nothing on it. It's just this big, bare wall. A really big TV would look great on that wall. Our little TV that was perfect size for our other house now seems really small in this living room. But there's a pull to fill it with stuff. There's a pull to put pictures on the wall that we didn't have before, to decorate. There's a pull to get a nicer bed or put more clothes in our walk-in closet, which we didn't have before. More towels. We had one bathroom and one set of towels before. Now we have three bathrooms and one set of towels. There's a pull. And that could go on and on. We have a three-car garage now. That's going to get filled up with stuff. So society has a strong pull on our perspective, and stuff is heavier than you think. The more stuff you have in your life, the more weight it carries. It becomes a burden, a weight to bear. It can dominate your time and your energy. It can take over your life. And if anyone here has seen the show American Pickers, you probably have seen that. You know, these guys travel around in a truck across the countryside trying to find barns full of junk. And they find lots of barns full of junk. And they climb over the junk and find something that they might be able to sell in their store. There's another show, I think on the same channel, TLC, maybe called Hoarders. That's far more disturbing. But stuff can take over your life. Stuff has a tremendous gravity. And it can pull your perspective away from the eternal and put it on the temporary. This world is full of things that pull our perspective. We deal with disease, physical pain, suffering, war. Some of us can't feed our children or ourselves. Some of us live in fear of abuse every day, fear of getting robbed, beaten. And every parent, their breath is ripped from their lungs when they lose sight of their child at the playground. Fear has a tremendous weight. And we live in a fallen world that is full of fear, that weighs our spirits down. The world pulls our perspective from the eternal to the temporary. But Paul writes, do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, our inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, and the things which are not seen are eternal. Perspective is everything. Paul's perspective was unique. And the word that he used there, light afflictions, light. The Greek word is elaphros. And it's only used one other time in Scripture, and that's when Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is elaphros, light. It's not to say it's trivial or meaningless. It's easy to bear. That's the point he's trying to make. Paul was not making light of his struggles or those of others or the things that you struggle with. Your pain is real. Your burdens are real and they're heavy. Rather, he was saying that in light of eternity, the eternal weight of glory that he was focused on, his burden was easy to bear. So eternity has a pull on our perspective. And what a burden Paul was carried to bear. Now, we would call this hell on earth. Just some of the things that he experienced, being cold and naked, fasting, hunger, thirst, sleeplessness, surrounded by false prophets, and probably not knowing who's his, who's for him and against him. Thieves, robbers, constantly traveling in dangerous places, being shipwrecked, treading water in the sea for a day and a half, being beaten with rods, whipped, falsely imprisoned, being stoned. Paul experienced all those things. And he called them elaphros, light, easy to bear. I submit to you that gravity of eternity is infinitely stronger than that of this world. So why is it then that makes eternity so strong? Because it's our home. It's where we were designed to be. Because Christ died and rose again and once and for all defeated death and the burdens of this world, we're reconciled to God through Christ for eternity. Eternity does not start when our physical bodies die. No, eternity is now. The heavy lifting has been done, and we can live victorious over the burdens of this world when the gravity of eternity pulls our perspective more than the gravity of this world. Our burden becomes easy to bear when compared to the eternal weight of glory, the gravity of eternity. Perspective is everything. Paul's afflictions were outpulled by the gravity of eternity. He was already living in it. He was there. Are we? Are you? What would your life look like if the gravity of eternity had a stronger pull on your perspective than the gravity of this world? So I'll leave you with this one last question. What indeed does have the greatest pull on your perspective? The gravity of the here and now, or the gravity of eternity? Amen.